Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tof Mem Beis, which we started yesterday, Sif Aleph. And we're still in the middle of Sif Aleph. Be'ezus Hashem will finish Sif Aleph today. Yesterday we began talking about the laws of Taroves of Chometz, a mixture of Chometz and non-Chometz. So we'll just quickly reread the Mechaber. We won't do all the Mishneh Berurahs inside. The Mechaber is very short. And we learned yesterday, Taroves Chometz Ovin Alov Mishum Bayiro Bayimotze, a mixture of Chometz and non-Chometz. So even though you may not have certain conditions met that would make you over a iser of karetz if you were to eat it, nevertheless, you could still be over as long as you have a kezayis over here. Some even say less than a kezayis, you would still be over by your own, by your motze, if it was in your possession. And then we gave examples of such tarovitz of chometz, kion hamurius. Murius is fish brine. The Kutach HaBavli is a certain dish. We'll see it inside more in the Mishneh Berurahs today. We didn't do the Mishneh Berurahs on these yesterday. So the Kutach HaBavli is a dairy dish that has some sort of a spoiled milk, cheese-type dip that has pieces of bread inside of it. V'sheich HaMadi, beer, it came from Madai, which had grain alcohol in it. And then the Mechaber told us, V'chol kayotze ba'elu midvar ma'necholim, or anything else that is edible. So all of these things would be included in this Isser of Bayiro Bayimotze for Tarovus of Chometz. So now let's look in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel. Hamurius, this is fish brine. It's min maichol, it's a type of food. Hanase mishuman dogin, from the secretion of the fish, the fatty secretion of the fish brine, that's mixed in kemach koli with toasted flour, ma'at, a little bit, umayim, and water. And this is, therefore, a dish that has partial chametz, the flour, as well as the non-chametz part. And then he tells us, V'kutach HaBavli, what is that? That's nasa mimelech, it's made from salt, umimei cholov, and from the water of milk, in other words, from a milk byproduct. Umisari besochu gam peruri pas, and you have in it pieces of chametz, pieces of bread. V'sheich HaMod, the grain beer over here, nosin bosor, it's made from barley hops, umayim, and water, lachmitzo, that go and ferment. So all of these have partial chametz, that's the taruvus of chametz, with non-chametz items. The Kochayotzi by Elusiv Cotton Dalla, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Kigon Chometzu Edomi. This would be like vinegar that comes from Edom, which is also made over here. Ushar Dram de Kochashiv Bimishna Sheshman Tarovis Chometz, which all of these things have within them some aspect of Chometz over here. As opposed to, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Vayayin Srap, you have whiskies or liquors, hanasim chamisha mini dogim, that have grain alcohol within them. So hiskimu achronim, here the achronim hold that these aren't considered tarovets of chametz, but they have the chametz gomur. This is real chametz. The gara mi tarovets chametz, and it's far worse or more serious than these tarovets of chametz, which you only over by rabbi yamatzi for. And he tells us as well, v'ayin in the chok Yaakov, the mekor chayim, duadinim nasa mishimrei shechor. Likewise, the same halacha applies to be made from the dredges of the bottom of a beer, the stuff that's left at the bottom, the shmarim. So if that is added water to it, that also has the status of being chometz gomer. And he tells us as well, ayin in the prima gadim. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that why are these types of whiskeys worse than taros of chometz? So he brings down from the shelus tshuvas masas binyamin sheyayin sraf, these whiskeys over here, nase me adi hakohel, they're made from alcohol vapors over here, hayotzin bishas harsocha satua, when you go and heat up the wheat, the grain over here, and the vapors come off, these ba'adim elu, these vapors, heim totsar shalatua atzman, they have like mamashas of grain within them, v'yafapisha adi hakohel, enam ela markiv echot shalatua, even though it's only one part of the tua, nevertheless, he brings down from the shelus tshuvas shari Ephraim, mikomokom dinam kechometz asmo. They have the halachic status of chometz themselves. As opposed to, if you have gazim, if you have carbonated water, so du tachmotzes hapachman, this is carbon dioxide, that's made hasuya mechometz, if it was made from chometz. So the carbon dioxide isn't real chometz mamish over here. And if you mix this with various liquids, so you carbonate some sort of a drink, so you have mei soda, for example. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that these are kosher lepesah. There isn't a problem. They have zero mamoshes over here, actually, of the grain. The ein nidonim kichelik mechometz, as opposed to the whiskeys that we just spoke about, these aren't considered. The carbon dioxide that comes off from this is not considered chometz at all. The Mishnah Berurah concluded over here saying, looking at the Prima Gadol for further details, you can see some of this in Dirshu footnote number 19, where he writes, Shim Hashmorim, if these sediment at the bottom over here, if it is over here, not Reuyim Lachilas Kelev, it's not edible even for a dog, then Paka Mehama Isser, then it doesn't have the status of being Osir, the Inun Osir Mesashecha, and then any beer that you make from it over here, from these sediments that were mixed with water, would not be considered Chametz. However, it brings down that the Chacham Tzvi disagrees with this, and others as well. And their reasoning is, Shekivan Shekil Kol HaChometz Hu Chelek Meitale Chayitzer. This destruction over here of these sediments over here is part of their processing, and therefore they don't lose their name over here of being Posel Me'achiles Kelev. Now this machlokis is on whether there's an Issur D'oraisa over here, but midrabbanan, he brings out from Dayan Weissatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak, she'osu lishtos es hashecha l'choladeos. Everybody would agree that you can't drink this over here. Only question was, were you over by your or by your motzi? And he says, kiva she'shoseyu hareyu machshiv k'dovar aroy le'achila. This is called achshivei. By your drinking it, you're demonstrating that this is choshev to you. And therefore, you've recreated, so to say, the status of it being chometz. And he brings a riot to this from what the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us in Sivkot Mem Gimel. Shemut lechol tavshil, you're allowed to have a dish that fell into a chometz that was posel me'achilas kelev, because it wasn't chometz anymore. However, if you intentionally put it in there, i.e. you are achshavei, you said this is significant over here, so even though technically it was nifsal me'achilas kelev, you've made it into a food via you're putting it intentionally over there, and therefore it regains again its status of being chometz. There are some nafkaminas of this that you can see in the rest of this dishu footnote, Ayin Shom. Now we do new mechaber. The mechaber writes, end of the first top line, Avol dover sheyesh bo tarovis chometz ve'eino roi le'achila. Something that has a mixture of chometz but is not edible. It's not roi le'achila. That, there is no problem of bayiro bayimotze and mutal lekaimo bepesach. You can keep that in your possession on Pesach. What are examples of this? Kigon arevas ha'abdonin shenosan l'socha kemach v'yoros. You have a trough over here that the tanners use, and they put into it flour, which is the chametz part, and they put into it hides. Hides were processed and are very foul-smelling and are absolutely not roi l'achilas kelev anymore, this material, this flour. So therefore, this isn't considered edible at all, and therefore it's no problem by yoros by yomotze. And this is true, afilu nesonin sho'achas kodim zman abir. This is even if you did it right before the start of the sixth hour. So it hasn't really had a chance to totally get spoiled. Nevertheless, it is considered over here totally spoiled. And you're allowed to own this. You don't have to sell this. You don't have to be mevatelit. You don't have to be mevayret. Now, v'im lo nosana oros, v'nosana kemach, if you didn't yet put in the hides, you just put in the flour into this trough. So then, it depends. If you did this more than 3 days beforehand, so it's had a chance to spoil, so to say, so this flour is no longer considered edible, then it's not a problem of bayirah bayimotze, and you're allowed to keep it. Shari nifsad vihivish, because it's been destroyed, essentially. It's no longer considered something that is edible. It's dried up. It's no good. But tok shlosh yomim, if it's still within a 3 day period of time, so then it's still somewhat edible, chayav levar. You do have to go and be mevayret. You have to get rid of it. And the same thing would apply, the Mechaber tells us, v'kein akilor, haritia, hayisplanis, v'atar yaka. These are all various types of medicinal bandages or various types of ointments over here, shenosan lesochen chometz, that are made in part with chometz. So all of these are considered no longer edible, and therefore mutar l'kayma bePesach. You're allowed to own them. There's no problem by your rabbi, your motze. You don't have to be mevayer all of these things. Why? The Mechaber tells us here a slightly different reason. Shari nivsad tsuras hachometz, because you can't even tell anymore that this is chometz. It's lost its form and shape of being chometz. We'll discuss this more in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, let's now go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay. The Mishnah Berurah tells us all of these things are eino roi l'achila over here. The lo gazrinan, we don't say, well, du ma'osi l'mechal, maybe you may come to eat it anyway, kivin she'eino roi l'achila klal. We don't have to worry about that because they're totally inedible. Something that we had previously, which was partially edible still, miktsas, it was edible to a little bit, then the rabbis made exer over here, and you had to get rid of it. But here, there's no concern that you may come to eat it because it's totally inedible. As opposed to Masha'en Ken Chometz Nuksha, which we spoke about at the end of yesterday's share, there's Chometz, it's not Chometz Gomor, it's spoiled to a certain extent, let's say, the Roy Lechilas Ksas, it's still edible, a little bit, and therefore Oshel Ashtos, so therefore you're not allowed to keep it, and you have to get Mevirid or sell it, to get rid of it in some way, in order not to be over by your or by your Motzi. Dirshu footnote number 20 tells us over here, when we say that it's Eino Roy Lechila, it means Hainu She'eino Roy Lechilas Kelev. It's not even edible for a dog. However, the Chazon Ish says, afilu meroy leachilas kelev, but if it's not royal leachilas adam, you're still allowed to keep it. So the Chazon Ish here is more mekel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav tells us, harei ze mutal lekaimo. In this situation, you are allowed to keep the item. It's not a problem of bayiro bayimotze. Why? Because when you had the flour mixed in with the hides over here, sha'oros gormim shemasriach miyad. These hides are extremely foul-smelling, and they will destroy any food, even very quickly, any kamach that you put in there to make it not edible. Dishu footnote number 21 brings down again from the Chazon Ish over here, she'af imroi hu le'achilas kelev, even if a dog still might eat it, since a person wouldn't eat it, mutl l'kaimo, you're not over by your rabbi yimotze in this situation as well, as long as a human being wouldn't consider it edible. Then the Mechaber told us, if you didn't put in the hide itself, you just put in the flour, so then it takes 3 days for it to be spoiled by just putting it into the trough. But if it's within less than 3 days, then you do have an obligation to get rid of it, chayu levayr, because of bayra bayimotze. And Nishbur in Sifkot and Zayin explains, da'adayin royali achila, in the first 3 days, it still is edible. Kishimagi is mana Pesach. And if now those 3 days are within the time of Pesach, so then a person might theoretically come to eat it, and therefore you have to get rid of it, you have to be mevayr it. And there would be a problem of bayirah bayimotze. And therefore, the Mishnah says, v'kivon shenischayav bibir, since you're obligated to be mevayirit, so afim lo biaro v'nishtaya toch ha-pesach chayil var af she'oz kvar niskalkel. And then, since it was roy at the start of Pesach, even though now the 72 hours, the 3 days have passed, and it's no longer roy, but in this point, you had an obligation to be mevayirit, so even now you have to be mevayirit during Pesach or after Pesach. And we'll learn more about this in tomorrow's shiur, ukid lekameh besif beis, we will discuss l'inyan pas she'ivsha, bread that got spoiled, so at what point is there no longer any obligation? But if it was good at the start of Pesach, so then you have an obligation to get rid of it, even if it no longer is good at this point in time. The issue footnote number 22 adds over here, afa pi kishuhu machnis esakemach lekli, even though when you're putting this flour in this trough over here, you're basically designating it for using and tanning purposes. And this should have the same halacha as this type of sourdough over here that was made over here for a specific purpose, which the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us in Siftes. Since this thing was not being used for food, but it was used for sitting purposes, so then you're actually allowed to use it on Pesach, and it's not a problem. So how come this flour over here doesn't have the same halacha? So the Chazon Ish states over here that even in that case of the kofas ha-sa'ar, it would be also lakayim in lotocho so betit, if you didn't somehow ruin it by mixing it in with tit. Lefikach, also lakayim esarevas tavdanim. Therefore, in this situation, you're not allowed to keep the flour inside this trough over here unless it's been spoiled, i.e. more than 72 hours, because shekein esakemach hanimzaba, i'efshu lahaksiv ki lotocho so betit, because until 72 hours pass, it's not considered like it's mixed in with tit. Alternatively, over an achel lechalik ben kemach sheba reva savdanim lekop asasar, the difference over here between our flour in the trough and that block of sa'or, the sourdough. So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down sheba reva savdanim afal pishu rotze b'sir chono shela kemach kadesh ayde kach yavodu ha'oros. Here with the tanning, when you're putting it in over here, you want the kemach over here to get spoiled in order that you'll be able to use it for the tanning process. However, but you're not making it yet something else, even though your intention is that it should get spoiled. As opposed to the kopas so'ar, you're using this as some sort of a stool. So you're mevatel it from being chametz, and therefore, by making it into a chair over here, that transforms it. As opposed to the flour in the trough, while you want it to become spoiled, you haven't done anything to actually change it. And that's why there's a halachic difference over here between the two cases. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches, Mutar L'Kaimo B'Pesach. All of these situations over here that we explained that it was totally not royal Achilas Kevet, you're allowed to go and keep it on Pesach. It's not a problem by your Rabbi Yimotzeh. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Ulini Nechila, however, should you eat it or not, that we're going to discuss in Sif Dalet. So you're not over by your Rabbi Yimotzeh, but to eat it, that's a separate problem. And the Mechaber is going to tell us over there that Osur Li'ochlo Ad Achara Pesach, but we'll wait to discuss that more when we get to Sif Dalet. Now, the issue footnote number 23 brings down over here, why did the Mechaber use this language over here, Sharei Nifsad Tzuras HaChometz? It lost its status of form of being chametz. So the Chazon Ish writes, Shehol v'yichid es chametz lekilor l'ritiyo l'esplanis. Since you designated this chametz over here to be part of the bandage or the plaster over here, this ritiyo, esplanis, etc. So ein chametz nechshav ke'ochel afilun royhul yachila aide adchak. So since you're using it now for this bandage over here, so even if it could be theoretically edible, you're not going to. And this is like, here he says, it's like this kof asar, sheyichad al yeshiva, that we're going to talk about in Siftes that we just talked about over here in Dirshu footnote number 22. Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down, based upon what we just said, pas shel nochrish nisavshu v'pesach, if you have a guy who has bread that got spoiled on Pesach, uliacham ikein boil rishus yisrael, and only after it was spoiled did it come into the Jews' rishus, ein chiv levara. Then there is no problem over here because the chametz, while it was at the start of Pesach, good, and therefore, if it had belonged to the Jew, it would be a problem, even if it becomes spoiled, that you have to be mavirat. But since it belonged to the guy and remained in the guy's possession until it was nisavsha, until it got ruined, then it's not a problem for us. But this we'll really learn more about in tomorrow's shir, and at this point, we'll end today's shir. Thank you for listening.